Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Modular units to house 2,000 Ukrainian refugees have doubled in cost to €442,000 per unit. This is according to the Dáil's Money Spending Watchdog. The Comptroller and Auditor General report highlighted delays in delivery and significant project cost overruns in the government's Rapid Build housing programme. The report also revealed that the urgency of this project meant a cost-benefit analysis was not required. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by Paul McAuliffe, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin North West and a member of the Public Accounts Committee, and Pather Tobin, who's leader of AIM2 and TD for Meath West. And you're both welcome. Pather, I'll start with you. Your reaction to this 120% increase in the projected cost of each one of these units?
Yeah, well, this is another bonfire of taxpayers' money by the government. It's just absolutely incredible. And that we have a system now where 60-year modular homes that are half the size of permanent local authority homes are now costing more to build than local authority homes. And that you can build a house now in the Greater Dublin area for cheaper than the government can actually build modular homes in County Laois. And the fact that there was no proper evaluation of costs, of risks by this government whatsoever is incredible. It has to be the very first step that any government takes is how much is this going to cost, what are the comparisons, what is the benefits to society and what are the risks. And the fact that that was dumped by the government at the start is absolutely incredible.
Okay, well, I'll come back to you in a moment. But Paul, can you defend this?
Well, look, let's be clear. Yesterday, the Comptroller and Auditor General released his annual report. And that is the mechanism where we identify where costs have increased or where there's non-compliant procurement. That is what happened yesterday. And the Public Accounts Committee then hear and investigate and interrogate those cases.
It's too late then. It's too late in this instance because the money's gone, isn't it? The money's been spent.
Well, I think the question about whether it's value for money or not is important, and I'll come back to that in a second, Claire. But the system of public accountability and the system of ensuring that when decisions are made in government departments by officials and civil servants and signed off by ministers, that system is working because there's a mechanism for ensuring that there's accountability. Now, the question was the money spent value for money or not? And what is clear in the report is that the speed of the project was the driving force all the way through. And in some cases, we had homes built here between 7 months and 14 months, which is substantially quicker than a traditional build.
But your logic is we might be wasting money, but at least we know we're wasting money because the Comptroller and Auditor General is telling us.
No, and I'd prefer if you didn't editorialise what I say, Claire. What I'm saying here is...
But you've said the system is working, but the system is telling us that money is being spent hither and thither and we're 120% over the projected cost for these individual units. I'm asking you, can you defend that overspend?
No, I think what's clear from the Comptroller and Auditor General's report, and that is the document we're talking about here, is that while the costs increased, we were able to deliver the projects quicker than it would for a comparable social housing project. And what the department, I imagine, will argue when they come before us is that for roughly the same cost of building a social housing unit, we were delivering it far quicker, and what we were buying was time. Now, that's not to say that things didn't go wrong along the line, and I would have questions about why the public spending code wasn't carried out in full, and also, the element of naivety where sites that were not identified in full when this project was initially proposed. But let's be clear, in many cases, we had homes that were built using a new technology for roughly the same cost that we're building other homes, and we need to increase the number of homes across all of the country. And we have to have methods for having new technologies to be proved, and this is what this project was. It was a proof of concept, and in the space of 2 years, we have delivered the homes, as I say, broadly in line with the cost that we're building other public homes.
Pather, what do you say to all that?
Well, I think it's incredible that we're talking about modular homes built for nearly €500,000, when anybody can go online now and see a modular home for sale for less than €100,000 online. And the idea that accountability looks like some kind of hindsight report that then slaps the wrists of the government and then everybody moves on, and that, you know, we trot out the cliches that lessons will be learned. If we could actually tax the government saying lessons will be learned, we would have a significant surplus in the budget today, because it is a sentence that's been repeated over and over again by this government. And even if you look into the details of the actual Comptroller's and Auditor General's report, it's quite incredible. It states that the method of payment to the contractor is that costs will be covered and that percentage will and profit will be a percentage of the costs. Now, if the government say that from the start that they're simply going to cover costs, that's no incentive for efficiencies and costs to be pushed down. And secondly, if they say that profit is a percentage of costs, actually, that's an incentive to increase costs, because the higher the costs are, the more actually the profits are going to be for the contractor in these terms.
Is it easy, though, Pather, in hindsight, to say all of this? I mean, think back to when this project was approved, June of 2022. The war had broken out in Ukraine. We were expecting 100,000 people coming here seeking temporary protection. Solutions had to be found.
Well, even on the government's own timescale, they promised that these would be built in 8 months. And here we are, and, you know, nearly 3 years later, they're still not fully complete. And here's the difference.
Here's the difference. In
the private sector, accountability would look like that if a person squanders the company's money, if they spend over the odds for something, if they waste money, they would be disciplined. And that discipline would include and be up to potentially losing their job. But the problem with the upper elements of the public sector and the civil sector, the civil service, is that nobody will ever lose their job for any of these massive wastes that happen. And people are deeply frustrated. People are pulling their hair out at home watching these projects, because they see that, and yet they don't have money for doctors and nurses and Gardaí in their hometowns. Some of these hometowns are actually dying on their feet at the moment, and yet we have this system whereby the government cannot deliver projects within budget and on time. For me, if we want to see change, we have to actually introduce the idea that in the contracts of senior civil servants, there must be the responsibility to mind the public purse and to get value. And, you know, that has to be in the minister's contract as well.
Okay.
Because if there's no, if there's no accountability now, accountability will be delivered through the ballot box.
Paul?
Yeah. Claire, look, I have to say, Pather started his contribution perhaps with the same naivety with which this project was approached. He says you can buy it for €100,000 and therefore we should be able to deliver that. But if you read the report, actually the costs were incurred because of the issues on site, because of the complexities of site, because of the cost of delivering services to those sites. And that's the complexity that approved housing bodies, the local authorities, and that private builders are finding right across the country. The idea that Pather can say he can find a modular home for €100,000 and that's what
Paul,
we can get it into the ground absolutely naive. And sorry,
Pather,
be fair, Pather, you're in a full run now. Let me come back on the second point that I raise. And the second point is that he suggests that there's absolutely no accountability. Now, can I say, I don't disagree with him that there should be sanctions for those people within the public services that make errors and mistakes. But I wouldn't underestimate the gravity of having to appear on live TV in front of the nation to be questioned and investigated. He uses the word accountability, and that's what accountability is. It's the decision makers, the accounting officers in each department come before our committee, a cross-party committee with no government or opposition bias. I think
can
the public accounting committee make to carry out our work very fairly. And what Pather's also missing out is that the system has made recommendations. This was a proof of concept over 2 years, and before this further rollout, the OPW will have to take on board the recommendations made by the Controller and Auditor General. We're talking about a small number of homes here that were built. And if we're going to actually use 3D volumetric homes for delivery, and we should, then of course you have to look back after the first time you use them and say, what would you do differently? I would argue that we bought speed here, and that was what was important. And as we build more homes, and we built nearly 100,000 homes under this government under different methods, then we will have to do things better. But that is not to say that what
before you talk down the clock there, Paul,
okay,
if I can get in for a second.
Pather, quick word, yep.
We're not talking out of the air here. We have direct comparisons with private bills and even social housing bills, which are radically cheaper, even for bigger properties. Secondly, appearing in front of PAC is not accountability. Accountability is a catalyst that means it'll never happen again. But this is in the long list. We're talking about the Children's Hospital. We're talking about €300 million being spent on Metro North and not a shovel put in the ground. We're talking about €22 million of ventilators that never worked. We're talking about 120 electric buses that never moved for 18 months because nobody ordered a charger. We're talking about a Gucci bike shed whereby the OPW the next day puts out a tender for €600,000 to mitigate against the negative publicity around it. Nothing is changing here, Paul. And in actual fact, if you think a slap on the wrist at a PAC committee is change, you're completely missing the point.
Okay,
here.
Can we leave that one there? I just want to ask you, Paul McCullough, about something else, because I mentioned earlier that Jed Nash from the Labour Party accused the Coalition of showing utter disrespect for the Dáil and backbenchers in the manner, he says, in which Budget 2025 has been leaked. Now, you could argue that it hasn't been leaked at all. It has been announced in the main in advance. Do you think he has a point?
Look, I can say we're going to, Patter's talking about more guards, more nurses, more public services. That's what we're going to hear about in the budget today. We have a three-party coalition. It's very clear that each party have their own priorities. We're very different, but we're working together. And it's inevitable in that process that the priorities of each party are going to emerge and that there's going to be differences.
But you don't think it's disrespectful to announce it before it is presented by the two ministers afternoon?
If you're the Labour Party or other parties who straight after the last general election decided that you weren't even going to bother forming a government, it's a bit hypocritical to say that you're feeling like you're being left on the outside. As a backbencher in the government, I don't feel that. I feel like I've had an input into the budget with Jack Chambers and others. And I think what we're seeing today will be not just the distribution of the surplus, but we have to also realise how we created an economy that has generated these revenues. And I think the opposition have a very weak response when they're asked how they would create the same type of economic environment to create this sort of surplus. You know, that I think today's message is not necessarily about how we're spending it. Of course, that's important, but it's also about how we generate it. And that's the key difference in the next general election.
We need to leave that one there. Paul McCullough, Fianna Fáil and Pather Tobin from AIM2. Thank you both.